It's Unsung Heroes Day here at NBC. Today we're sitting down with Cindy Barrett of the Coburg Lions Community Center. Now, when the community needs help, the center is there for all of us. But Cindy is the person behind the scenes, making that all happen. Always giving more than taking. That's what truly makes her an unsung hero. Thank you for joining us today, Cindy.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Maybe you can start off by telling us how you've been handling the pandemic.
It definitely threw us for a loop when this all started. We didn't really know what to expect. Trying to stay positive and looking at how we can adjust what the Lions Community Center has to offer. We are a great venue that supports our community. We want to still be here when it's all over. So just trying to revamp how we approach new business and what we can do to make things better.
Absolutely. Well, the delivery of your services has continued, and maybe you can give some examples of how you've adjusted that over the year, and maybe some examples of how you've given back in the past with the community center.
So our community center normally, on a good year, without a pandemic, we would normally be offering the venue to support numerous fundraisers throughout the year, whether it's for an individual who needs help or an organization that needed help. We offered our venue as a safe place for them to hold their event. This past year, with not being able to offer those types of events, the Lions Club of Coburg decided to start their drive-through dinners, which have been a huge success. They ran an outdoor live concert with a couple bands in our parking lot. And then over the winter months, we ran two live streaming concerts from actually inside our venue that went over amazing. Everybody was so happy to be able to still hear live music. So we were happy to be able to offer that.
I'm really happy about it because I've really enjoyed it as well. So thank you so much for everything that you've been doing, continuing to do as well. What else has been one of the biggest challenges you've faced, maybe beyond the pandemic or maybe within the pandemic?
Biggest challenge really has just been trying to navigate through all the changes. We'd get different things from different organizations to tell us what we could or couldn't do. That part has been really difficult. And we just wanted to make sure that when we could reopen, that we were doing everything we could to keep everybody safe. So in the time that we've been closed, just training and navigating ourselves on how to keep the place top-notch cleaning, which we did before. Now it's extra things to make sure that when our doors open that we can keep everybody safe.
Exactly. No, that's great. You've also been able to make the community center a hub once again, but in a different way, supplying your services to those in need in our community. Can you explain to our listeners what has changed during this year and what else has been going on here?
Well, with events being moved and canceled, we've had a lot of our weddings moved to next year, so we had nothing really available to be booked. Northumberland County approached us to see if we would be willing to offer our venue as a daytime warming room for people who didn't have a place to get out of the cold. And that ran for about 3.5 months. And it was nice to be able to still offer something for our community members who still needed somewhere to go and keep them safe through this pandemic also.
Absolutely. And you've done an amazing job that way. And again, a way of showing how you've been able to adjust the way that you give back. Maybe you can talk about what accomplishment you're most proud of.
I guess through this pandemic would be collaborating with other local vendors, just trying to come up with a way to keep everybody busy when we were able to be open and offer events on a smaller scale. So we joined with a few other vendors to offer what we called a Forever Events package. And the way that we were able to help couples still who wanted to get married, but also keep some local vendors working also.
Exactly. I mean, when these couples were originally planning their weddings, looking at dates, you would have never thought.
So, it was a very scary time for everybody when that's your income to keep your livelihood going, and to have everything shut down was really hard. So when we were able to still offer 30% of what our capacity of our venue was, we decided to offer a full package with decor and included everything, with the officiant to the photographer to your cake to the appetizer. And the couples that did take advantage of what we had to offer really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so everything in one package. That's so organized. I wish I had that for my wedding. That would be great. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. It's Unsung Heroes Day here at NBC. Thank you for joining us today, Cindy.
Thank you, Jenny. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for all that you do to give back to this community. You truly are an example of an unsung hero. Thanks again.
Thank you.